Concord Police Chief John Duvall praised the efforts of his department for closing a two-year-long investigation into the racist graffiti.
This was a classic case of not leaving any rock unturned, and we looked at every possible way to find out who would have written these messages.
Three refugee homes in 2011 and another last year were targeted with racist comments written in black permanent marker. In a nearly seven-page affidavit, the lead investigator on the case, Detective Wade Brown, describes how he searched gun license applications for the distinctive B's, U's, S's, and Y's of Stevens' handwriting. He caught a break with Stevens' application from 4 years ago. Other clues came from Stevens' Facebook page, which was filled with racist cartoons and comments. Further interviews and searches unturned what authorities call overwhelming evidence of Stevens' guilt, along with his racist affiliations and similar acts of racially charged criminal mischief. Finally, FBI analysts found the handwriting to be a certain match last June. Stevens could face 2 to 5 years if convicted. For NHPR News, I'm Ryan Lessard.